Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Pascal.
Thanks for doing this interview.
No problem.
So we're at the MVP Summit.
Yes.
And you're one of our MVPs.
Indeed.
And you have been working on an open source application.
Yes.
That is a UWP client to an exercising application that is...
Indeed, it shows, it gives an overview of all the activities that you tracked through the Strava API. Strava is an online service. Mm-hmm. So if you're a cyclist or you're running a lot, you can track your activities with your phone or any other tool. There's a lot of plugins with it. And each activity that you tracked gets online on their service, and you get overview and statistics about it. So everyone that's doing activities likes statistics.
So you're not related to the Strava service?
Not at all.
It's that they didn't have a Windows client?
Indeed.
You wanted one?
Yeah, indeed.
Is it because you're a cyclist yourself?
And I'm a very active cyclist. I try to be. I commute often to work, so I go with my bike. But indeed, I'm very big fan of Windows environment, and I used to have a Windows phone. So now Windows Mobile, but yeah, in the beginning it was Windows Phone. And Strava doesn't do a client for the Windows environment, so we only have one for iOS and Android. And
so you wanted it, so you did it?
Yes, indeed, because there is an open API for developers, so that helps. And we wanted to have the best client on the Windows platform.
Right, and your application is open source,
and our application
it's on GitHub.
Indeed.
Excellent. So why don't we take a look?
All right, here it is. It's running on my Surface. So what you can see is that it's a little bit a community. So you track other athletes, friends of yours, or people that you know. And you get a list of those latest activities that the friends did.
Uh-huh.
So if you select one at the right-hand side, you'll now see, maybe take one with a map. That's not a big map here. What the activity location was and what did they do. You can also see what the sport activity was. So this is for cycling. This is for hiking. There are also runners in here, but okay, mostly cyclists that I follow. And you get a nice overview of their statistics. How long did they take, the heart rate, stuff like that. And you can give kudos if you like
that. Nice social feature.
Indeed. And you can also comment on their activity as well.
So earlier you showed me one feature that was really interesting, which was that on those segments of your trip where you have more than just yourself exercising, you can compare your performance with
indeed. Others? So that's the difference between the open API and the Strava client themselves, is that on the open API, you can't show that from other activities, but on your own activities, so if I take mine activities, so this is my latest cycling trip we did here in Seattle on Sunday, you can see that the trip is divided in smaller parts, they're called segments. And those segments are also ranked, so you can see how good you are doing between all other people that wrote that segment. So that are the things that Strava does. And then you can see your current effort and your best effort on that segment.
So you chose to build that with UWP. Can you tell us a little bit about what the experience was, why you chose that, and would you do things differently today? Or?
No, I think I wouldn't do anything differently today.
I
really like the platform. But we migrated. So we in the first iteration, it was only a Windows Phone 8 application. So now, thanks to UWP, we can bring it to the desktop. And as you can see, it's for me, it has value to bring it to the desktop.
Because so same code base. What did you have to change to bring it to
We actually had to wait a little bit for the previous OS release, because there we got relative layouts, a little bit similar like we have in web development with media queries. We can say, okay, if the screen size is that small, only draw those elements. And if the screen size gets bigger, like on a desktop, we can now do a side-by-side. Like we have the list and we have the detail. So if the app is running on a phone, you will only see the list, and if you press on one, then we do a page transition to go to the details page.
So potentially you could port it to the Xbox as well very
easily. Indeed, indeed. Actually, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you don't.
But we didn't select the Xbox just yet in the dev center. Because to be honest, if we want to do that, I want to try it out, and I don't own an Xbox.
You should, it's awesome. So it's open source, so are there any contributions that you would like to see on the project?
A first thing to notice also is that some program managers at Microsoft were enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. And the app has been demoed on the builds events twice, this year and previous year. And they always use it to show off what are the new things that developers could do potentially with UWB apps. So 2 years ago, about the relative panel, that was the one that they used. So there are actual contributions of Microsoft program managers inside the application.
Cool.
So that's great, cool. Because they also tend to use GitHub nowadays. Yeah. Microsoft is moving to GitHub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we like it a lot because it opens collaboration.
That's where we live.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool. So what's next for the application? Any
we need to polish it more.
We need to what?
Polish it more.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, it looks good.
It looks okay. I like it, but I'm no designer, so that's a little bit what we are missing. Developers tend to open source, but designers are not very open just yet. So
I see.
It would be great if also a designer could say, okay, I will try that app and use it as a showcase for my potential powers, and also open source contribute. And
that's an interesting idea.
Happening just yet. So that would be actually very awesome if somebody would step up and say, okay, I will try to do a redesign of the app.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for showing the application.
No problem.
And I hope people will want to contribute and add features. I mean, that's what's great about it. It's open source.
Indeed.
So if something's missing and you want it,
you can add it.
You can add it. So that's great. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.